might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure as crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Big news today in the Shepherd Morgan household.
Oh boy.
Sarah taught the boy, the small one, to roar, finally.
Oh, like the Katy Perry song.
That's what I was thinking.
You're gonna hear him roar.
Yeah, I think it's like a Gen Z thing, because it's like kids, it's like at this age, like once you hit like 15 months, you need to learn to like be fierce and like...
independent. Yeah. Like, well, and it's like a self-confidence and it's a self-belief too. I think.
So she was, you know, because she reads all the baby books and stuff, and I don't, I just follow.
I go on instinct.
She said, you know? I just go on instinct. And I wouldn't have thought that you would want to teach someone to roar at this age, but she did. He doesn't even speak yet. That's what we'll say. He was roaring before he was talking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he could roar like a tiger or like, I guess like Katy Perry now. It's like very empowering.
Roarin' Morgan Shepherd. That's kind of cool. Yeah. Roarin' Morgan.
Yeah, that's good. Well, his name's Lewis, though.
I know, but, you know, people will call him. I think Roarin' would be the nickname.
So he can roar. He just does. He does a throaty roar. He goes, arr.
Sounds like a whatever the sound a like bullfrog makes.
Why don't you tell that to his face? Should I bring him in, this little baby who just learned how to roar like a tiger, and you tell him it sounds like a fucking bullfrog?
Well, maybe it was just a bad imitation. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, he's fierce. He's Gen Z. He's Katy Perry.
He's got the eye of the tiger.
Yeah, he's got the eye of the tiger.
I think that's a lyric from that song.
About your child, I guess you've only got the one, right?
I have the one boy. We've been spending a lot of time together because, as you know, and I guess the listeners deserve to know, I was in bed for 2.5 weeks with a kidney stone.
A penis ailment. Yeah.
And it eventually did turn into a penis ailment. Yes.
Yeah.
and then I didn't see him a lot in that time because I was going through a lot of penis ailments.
Yeah.
And now that we are seeing one another again, mm-hmm. Jamie needs a little bit of a rest. So it's been me and the boy. We went to Lego Fest today.
Yep.
We've just been playing a lot.
Lovely.
We have a game where he's like a baby bird and he just hides in a little nest, which is like a big pile of blankets next to me on the couch.
Okay.
And I'm Papa Bird, and that means I just sit outside of the nest and look at my phone.
Oh, yeah. That's what Papa Bird does. Checks out, see what's going on Reddit or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like a beautiful turtle dove. That's a fun game. I love that.
So that's a pretty good game. But yeah, that's Dad Talk.
This has been Dad Talk, yeah.
Yeah. We should move on because we watched a heck of a movie this week.
We watched a heck of a movie. Yeah, we should get into it. It's one of the greats. You've seen it before, right? Sure.
Absolutely not, no.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
I know of it. You know, it was like I was alive in 1994.
Yeah,
I was too young to see this, but like
this
I know
was mandatory.
Like
it's one of those
phenomenon.
Ones that was mandatory. We saw it in theaters probably multiple times.
And this was the equivalent of my generation's American Pie.
Okay, yeah.
Well, no, I was we like loved 13, it. And everyone was like, this is the naughty. You have to go see this naughty movie. You're allowed.
Yeah. It's pretty They'll naughty. There's sex in it, but it's a masterpiece. It's called Four Weddings and a Funeral. I highly recommend everybody has to go see it. I thought everyone had seen it, but I'm learning that not everyone has seen it, so you've got to.
I've seen it now. Now I'm in the rarefied air. Should we just do just a really quick... Dramatis personae. Mr. Bean's in it.
Mr. Bean. It's Mr. Bean. It's Groundhog Girl is in it.
I didn't really track anyone past Mr. Bean.
Yeah, it's Mr. Bean. It's basically a Mr. Bean movie, essentially.
It's a Mr. Bean. He talks, which is weird.
Yeah. Yeah, this is how they
for
got
it
off
being
the ground.
Mr. Bean.
Like, that's all I need, honestly, for the pitch meeting. What if it's Mr. Bean, but he can talk and he's so funny?
I'm sold. And you know what? I just watched it. You know what? I watched it twice yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was so busy. When I texted you and I was like, I'm putting the movie on now. I did put the movie on, but then got so busy with work really that I realized that I wasn't watching it. And I was like, I just have to watch it again.
Yeah, so that I didn't hold my feet to the fire about it. But you texted me and you were like, all right, I'm putting the movie on now. Can watch anytime after a couple of hours from now. And then like 3 hours later, you were like, I haven't had time to watch the movie. And I was like, this doesn't. Something is not adding
I had
up.
Had time to watch the movie. You had had time, but you none didn't of take it had it gotten in. Through. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But now, so I've seen it's, the movie's so nice, I've watched it twice.
And you fully get it. It's Mr. Bean, but he talks.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to get an A on that summary of the movie.
Yeah.
It's great. There's four weddings in it. There's also a funeral, we should say. It's quite sad.
Surprise funeral. The whole time you're fucking like funeral. On the edge of your seat. Like, when is this funeral going to hit?
What's
and
who's funeral it going to be? Yeah.
And then it hits you out of nowhere.
Yeah. And it's basically the premise of the film, apart from the Mr. Bean thing. It's a movie about a universe where all the same people are always invited to every wedding.
It's like Wedding Crashers.
Yeah. It's like,
if you've seen Wedding Crashers, it's a lot like that.
But yeah, the Wedding Crashers like created a reason why the same guys are always at the wedding. It's because like that's what they do.
Yeah.
But this is just you have to suspend your disbelief.
I think it's
in a world
fair to say that there is like a genre or like a list of films that both Wedding Crashers and Four Weddings and a Funeral are on.
I think that, and I'll go a step further and say that that's because of Four Weddings and a Funeral. The success of this film. They're like, let's do that again.
Well, wow. Yeah. Two home runs.
I haven't seen... Can we do Wedding Crashers?
It's a romance.
I haven't seen it in a while. I definitely remember
coming out
of
Wedding Crashers.
We should
just do it as a double feature with this.
And being like, this was the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life.
You know what? It's just like when we did Fever Pitch. It's the exact same thing. It's the British one and then the American one.
That's perfect. Okay, great. We're going to do Wedding Crashers. Next week, we're doing music and lyrics, so it's more Hugh Grant. But then after that, we can do Wedding Crashers.
Fine. Perfect.
Yeah. Should we say the movie?
Yeah. There's four weddings.
There's four weddings in it, and then they do have, unfortunately, a sad funeral. And it's in the middle because you think it catches you by surprise because you think, great, we've only had two weddings.
Right.
So I don't need to like put my sad hat on yet.
Yeah.
And you don't even have your sad hat is hanging on the umbrella stand near the door.
And they wouldn't be making me fall in love with any of these characters.
Yeah.
Just through the sheer like force of his like charm and like wit on screen. You wouldn't be making me fall in love with any of these characters.
No, you wouldn't be doing that.
Snatched away from me.
But then they do have a surprise funeral and you're scrambling for your sad hat because it's unexpected.
I don't know. Jamie! Where's my sad hat?
Did you watch it with Jamie?
No, she was reading a book that was due back at the library today. So I had to come down to my dungeon.
Insufferable reason. Insufferable.
And
did you cry?
Myself.
Did
I cry?
Stop all the clocks. Actually, it's Scottish, isn't it? Stop all the clocks.
No, I didn't cry, but I was very moved.
Okay.
Do we have a segment for that?
No, we don't have a segment for that. We'll say. What? So guess what? It's Hugh Grant. Fuckity fuck. Fuckity fuck.
Fuck. Fuckity fuck.
They set up this fuckity fiction fuck. Where he's some kind of like mess of a person, like fuck up, you know.
Even though
he's unlovable,
obviously...
he's just this like glowing boy prince.
But his friend group includes like the richest men in all of England.
Yes, and some of the most unattractive men in all of England.
But somehow he hasn't quite gotten
at least
it
in
together.
Comparison to him.
What do we think he does for a living?
He looks like he's sort of like a professional student.
Yeah, okay.
Except I think, what does he do? Because his friend group is pretty varied. One of them is one of the richest men in England.
Yeah, he says he's the sixth richest man in England. He's like, Hugh Grant is like, are you the richest man in England? He's like, oh, no, not at all. There's at least five others. There's the Queen.
Yeah.
Tommy, are you the richest man in England?
Oh, no.
No.
I believe we're about seventh.
Mm-hmm. The Queen, obviously, and that Branson bloke's doing terribly well.
That's funny.
It's very funny. I don't know what any of the other ones do.
No.
They don't really get into their careers.
We don't know what they do. But we can imagine. That's the reason I ask the question. We can imagine what they do. I bet that the richest man in England character is a barrister. Surely. I bet he's a barrister. But it's hard to pin down. It's hard to imagine what Hugh Grant does in this film. Maybe nothing. He's so handsome.
He lives in a tiny little apartment with his sister.
No. It's a flatmate. It's a funny flatmate. Sarah and I looked deep into this.
Okay.
Because I was like, for the first five or six times I watched this film, I assumed it was his sister. But it's his funny flatmate.
Okay. I believe it.
Yeah. Funny flatmate.
Yeah. They're mm-hmm. you know, they're funny.
Yeah.
And he's always late.
Yeah.
That never changes until
he's
the
hilariously
end of the
movie. Late.
Hilariously late. Charmingly late. There's like a whole, like, you can just see this, like, this shockwave, I think, this generation of young men coming out of this that think, like, you know, being
it's okay
like
to be late.
Charmingly and befuddingly late to everything is like, you know, somehow cute.
That feels pointed. But I do feel that way. It's funny. Oh, fucky fuck. And he says, he does a funny moment where he shows up at the first, I think it's the first wedding, he shows up late. And they're like, Jesus, like, you've made your lateness as like an art form.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what does he say? He's like, well, if it's any consolation, I'm going to kill myself right after this.
There's a sort of greatness to your lateness.
Thanks. It's not achieved without real suffering.
I am so, so sorry, Angus. Inexcusable. I'll be killing myself after the service if that's any consolation.
Doesn't matter. Tom was standing by.
Yeah, he forgets
that's charming.
He forgets the rings.
Yeah, he forgets the rings, and wedding. They have to wear like candy rings and from Cracker Jack boxes. That's funny.
Yep.
Oh, what a great movie.
What a good movie.
That's perfect.
And
Annie McDowell's in it.
Annie McDowell's in it. Yep. Everyone's in love with her.
We should
really quite understand
said it, the movie.
They don't really. They don't even really discuss. Yeah, we did. Mr. Bean's in it.
Say what?
It's like a Mr. Bean movie.
Yeah, Mr. Bean's in it. He goes to the first wedding, and it's the wedding of just the most random couple in his friend group. They don't even really show up again.
Yeah.
But there's the ones that set it all off. And for some reason, they are friends with this, like, American ingenue.
Yeah. Who's just like, yeah, this like, mysterious figure who's just, like, marrying, like, you know, oil billionaires.
Yeah. It's unclear, like, what, did she go to college with them or something? It's just like, she's just there. And he falls in love at first sight because it's Annie McDowell from Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's in it too. Yeah.
She's done
it.
I
guess I didn't. Yeah. It's just such a big shadow cast by Mr. Bean that I didn't see.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's hard to see. Yeah. You got to really squint.
Do you want to talk about what you say at a. Wedding. I don't know if that's supposed to be like a name generator segment or...
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Just be a quick one.
Like that needs a sound drop.
The 12 minute and 50 second mark. So they have this friend. The friend group also includes a woman. Very progressive. There's also a gay man. Super progressive. Yeah. So it's pretty varied.
Yeah.
And her name is Fiona. And she's one of... four women who professes their lifelong undying love for Hugh Grant over the course of the movie.
Yeah, she's like, it was always you. It was always you.
It's always been you. Since first we met. Oh, so many years ago. I knew the first moment across a crowded room.
Yeah.
It's quite moving. It made me feel sad.
Obviously.
And he was like, and he handles that literally as well as you possibly could. He just goes, oh, I'm sorry, Fee.
It's not all easy, is it?
No.
Yeah.
He's not like, this is weird. I got
Yeah. Yeah. she says, I never know what to say at these things.
Yeah. In what context? She says, I never know what to, it's at
they're
the meet
lining
and greet.
Up to like do the meet and greet with the parents.
Yeah.
And the Scottish one says,
go with what
say big warm hug and say the bride looks pregnant.
Oh God, I never know what to say in these wretched lineups.
It's a cinch. Just give her a big warm hug and say the bride looks pregnant.
Or you could stick with tradition and go for you must be very proud.
Heaven preserve us.
You must be very proud.
Hello.
Hello. Which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
And then the boring one, the rich one, says, just say, you must be very proud.
Yeah.
And then that, you know, is what she says.
Well, I've got a thought. We were doing this earlier for an ad spot, but there's this like New York Times thing that's like
from
the...
From 10 years ago.
Yeah. From 10 years ago that's
the 36
like,
questions of love. I still have questions. It up from the ad spot. Would you like me to...
Yeah, let's try some of them out. Let's role play. And see if they work in the context of, like, if you don't know what to say when you are greeting the bride's parents at a wedding.
I'll be the... I have the questions here.
Okay, that's perfect, yeah.
So you be the bride's father.
I'll just be the... Okay, yeah. Okay, that's
And
perfect.
You're just, like, you know, greeting people.
Can I... What should I... Can I get have some other notes? What's... Where am I from?
Let's see. You're English, obviously.
Okay.
Like,
perfect.
Older generation, had kids like late in life. Like,
yeah. Tory party.
Yeah.
Voted leave.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And stands by it.
Yeah. But still nice. That's the thing about British people. Are you ready?
Yeah. I guess we're just like meet and greeting. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me just get in the mode here. Yes. Oh, yes. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Oh,
hello.
Lovely. Yes. Oh, lovely Sir. To see you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Well, 1 second. And I kind of just hold onto your hand, like, just for, like, I don't let go.
Okay.
And I wait until I have, like, locked eye contact with you.
Okay.
What, if anything, is too serious to be joked about?
Excuse me? sorry, are you asking me a question?
Is that not appropriate? What, if anything, is too serious to be joked about?
Too serious to be joked about. Oh, jolly good chap. Jolly good chap. Okay, move along now, please.
Okay.
I think that went fine.
Yeah. I thought I would be able to sort of like break through. It didn't seem like we really fell in love. I guess I could always circle around the horn.
Yeah, no, I'm now like, realizing what a flaw.
Go back in for another like dive, you know?
Because that's designed to make someone fall in love with you, according to the New York Times. And that's actually not what you like.
I guess we should probably should have discussed like the objective.
Yeah.
we're solving problems we don't even have.
Yeah, here. Exactly. Yeah. We want to find a way to, I think, say the bride looks pregnant.
Yeah.
You get the same reaction. Oh, lovely, jolly good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. It was a good exchange.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
And it really shows how
And I think for what it's worth, I'll say just for folks who are interested in the backstory, my guy does like for the next like 5 or 6 years, like he can't get it out of his head. Like he's like something happened there. He did fall a little bit in love in that moment, but there just wasn't time. Like it wasn't appropriate. It wasn't.
He probably like mulls that over. You know, he wakes up to pee at like 5 and he can't get to sleep. And like, that's the question he kind of keeps asking himself. Like,
yeah.
What if anything is too serious to be joked about?
Yeah. It's quite a question.
The second wedding.
Yeah.
Is set up by my burn of the week at the 21 minute mark.
Yeah.
9/11. I don't know. There's like plenty. I think it's
because I'm thinking about it now.
I think there's probably like 9/11 jokes happening, you know?
Yeah.
And I think they've always happened, you know?
All
like
right.
It was always like a meme thing, like steel beams and all that kind of shit. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's just my shot in the dark. Can we run it back and have him say 9/11 now? Because I feel like.
No,
can we just run it back.
And also, my guy now has that parting wisdom that guy could have said anything. He could have said, like, 9/11, you know? But he didn't even say that. So he's like,
he
wow.
He couldn't think of anything. So this guy is, like, the fucking joker.
He's, like, immoral. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. 21-minute mark is my burn of the week. Burn of the week.
Burn of the week.
There's a man called Bernard who's in... Also sort of tangentially in their friend group, I think.
But he becomes more interesting and funny. He's funny. I like Bernard.
He's got like a little mustache. Like
he's one of the weddings. Spoiler. He becomes one of the weddings.
Well, that's the thing. This is the second wedding. It's their wedding because there's a moment at the first wedding where Bernard goes up to a woman called Lydia.
Yeah.
And says,
"How's it going, Lids?"
And Lydia says,
"Bloody awful."
And Bernard.
Yeah. Bernard.
Says,
"Oh, dear. What's the prop?"
And Lydia says,
"I was promised sex. Everybody said it. You'll be a bridesmaid. You'll get sex. You'll be fighting them off. But not so much as a tongue in sight."
"Well, I mean, if you fancy anything, I could always..."
And then Lydia, my burn is, then Lydia says...
"Oh, don't be ridiculous, Bernard. I'm not that desperate."
"No, right. Of course. Fair enough."
But then...
Yeah.
They do.
They do.
Fuck.
Okay, yeah. In front of us.
In front of you. Grant, certainly. Hugh Grant has this, there's a pretty long sequence where Hugh Grant just peeps on two people having animalistic sex.
It's quite funny. It's at
their
second
wedding. Yeah.
He gets sort of trapped in, classic trapped in a closet.
Great Mr. Bean sequence in this one.
Yeah.
Where he is like as confused about the name St. St. John as I always am.
Yeah, I know it. St. John. It's not hard.
"Bernard, repeat after me. I do solemnly declare..." "I do solemnly declare..." "...that I know not of any lawful impediment..." "...that I know not of any lawful impediment..." "...why I, Lydia..." "...why I, Bernard..." "...sorry..." "...why I, Bernard Godfrey St. John Delaney..." "...why I, Bernard Geoffrey St. John Delaney, may not be joined in matrimony to Lydia John Hibbert." "May not be joined in matrimony to Lydia Jane Hibbert."
It's St. John instead of...
Tell that to Mr. Spelled, Bean in this scene.
This is for Americans. It's spelt St. John, but you say St. John.
Yeah.
But even, you know what? And if you fuck it up, just say, even Mr. Bean fucked this one up.
Yeah, even Mr. He's like a fucking...
Even a man
knighted. I think
famous
he's knighted
for not being able to speak.
Yeah. Yes. Where
That's
are we?
Bird.
Oh, yeah. So, Hugh Grant is like peeping on them doing sex like several times. There's no exit, so he just has to eventually just kind of like excuse himself and say like...
Yeah.
I found it at last or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And because they're gonna start again.
Yeah,
good.
They seem
very
to love
funny.
One another.
They really do. It's really sweet. Everyone's in love except for Hugh Grant and Duckface.
Yeah, and the rich billionaire, but he does fall in love too. The rich billionaire.
Everyone falls in love. Richard Curtis gives everyone a love scene at the end, even if they didn't get a wedding.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like, credits, basically. Everyone, it's like, oh, funny flatmate had...
Yeah, she meets this, like,
got married
American
to
hunk.
A tall man that she likes to climb.
"Hello, my name's Scarlett. Named after Scarlett O'Hara, but much less trouble. What's your name?"
"My name's Rhett."
"No, not really."
"No, not really. In fact, it's Chester."
"You kid up." "I always imagine Americans are going to be dull as shit. I mean, of course you're not, are you? Steve Martin's American, isn't he?"
"Yes, he is."
"You're lovely."
It's beautiful.
I'm trying to think of what the third wedding was.
Well, surprise, it's a funeral.
Right, it's a funeral.
Shit. Bad news, everybody. It's called Four Weddings and a Funeral, but it should be called Two Weddings and a Funeral and then Two More Weddings. And that would be fair. That would be more fair to readers, I think.
Technically, the funeral happens after the third wedding.
Is it?
Because doesn't he get the heart attack at Andy McDowell's wedding?
Okay,
So the rich billionaire.
Four weddings, and what would you call something that's like, you know how they say the combination Taco Bell and Pizza Hut?
Yeah. I'm sure there's
a word
for it.
You know they say that, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of like gothic literature out there. I'm sure there's a word for it.
What do they say? What do you say for combination wedding funeral?
Yeah. Ask My Chemical Romance.
Yeah. I'm sure Davey Havoc. Is it Davey Havoc? No, that's AFI, right?
Yeah. It's Gerard Butler?
No. I'm sure Gerard Butler.
No, that's the guy from like Angel Down.
Gerard Way.
Yeah.
Whichever. I'm sure Gerard has a word, and if we could get him on the horn, we would. But it's for when a wedding and a funeral are kind of like happening simultaneously.
There's a guy. He's so great.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember his name.
He's so funny.
Gareth.
Is it Gareth? Yeah, he's funny.
He's a lush. Yeah, he laughs at all everyone's jokes. Everyone seems to love him. And then he just keels over and dies.
You know, I felt that this film kind of holds up. Maybe people will disagree. I don't know. I haven't thought about it enough. But it kind of holds up in terms of being pretty cool about the gay couple.
Oh, yeah, and of course. I mean, there's like a whole like moment around it at the funeral.
It's not a novelty. They're a major part of it. And also the fact that they are unable to be married is...
Yeah, it's like a centerpiece.
Front and center. And there's a sadness to that.
All these years we've been single and proud of it. We never noticed that two of us were, to all intents and purposes, married all this time.
Which, like, I don't know, for 94... It feels like they're out in front of thinking about these things in a good way. And then it makes it all the more sad because they can't get married for two reasons. One, because it's illegal at this time in our history. And two, because one of the men dies and it's so sad.
Yeah, it was really sad.
Just has a heart attack.
Perhaps you will forgive me if I turn from my own feelings to the words of another splendid bugger. W.H. Auden. This is actually what I want to say. Stop all the clocks. Cut off the telephone. Prevent the dog from barking with a juicy bone. Silence the pianos and with muffled drum, bring out the coffin. Let the mourners come.
Yeah, and he just dies at the third wedding.
The third wedding is bullshit. Annie McDowell is for some reason marrying a Scottish billionaire.
Yeah. He's an American billionaire. He just owns a lot of land in Scotland.
Okay, but he does have a kilt. His name's Hamish.
Oh.
So that feels pretty Scottish.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. I did watch it twice. What do I know?
And yeah, he wants to, he's like tried to persuade her to move back. And he's giving like a kind of funny, we're supposed to hate him even though he's just a guy.
Oh yeah, but he's also like, he's like a, like 65 too.
Hugh Grant, who has slept with Andy McDowell in a one night stand at the first wedding, is overjoyed to see her because it feels like he's been in love with her this whole time. And then he is underjoyed when he learns that
at the second wedding,
at the engaged. Yeah.
Yes.
And then
now we're bopping back.
Yeah, he's invited to the third wedding, which is also, it turns out, not a funeral, I guess, but it's a death.
Yeah, certainly. And it also, like, it's like a definitely a 1-2 step.
And a death happens during the speech, and it's so sad. And then guy from Sliding Doors, who's the other half of the couple.
Matthew. I don't know why I remember. I guess I did watch the movie twice.
He says stop all the clocks, doesn't he?
Yeah. He has a lovely speech. It's too sad to think about even or play on the podcast, but I do encourage you to go watch the movie and watch that speech.
It's a poem that was written by W.H. Auden for a musical.
Oh, sounds like a hell of a musical.
It's a musical.
I thought those were usually pretty upbeat.
I think the poem is called something like Funeral Blues.
Well, it was very sad.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
And we weren't expecting it. And then he's dead. And then he's dead.
And then he's dead, and we just have to keep moving on, knowing full well that there's like at least one, maybe two more funerals. You're not even sure if the one that was also, or I mean, weddings.
Yeah.
You're not sure if the one that was also a funeral even counted.
Well, now they've established this precedent that sometimes there's a death at a wedding. So you're kind of on edge after.
It's not going to happen again. Is it exponential?
Yeah. It's like Final Destination.
Yeah. Maybe I should stop going to weddings.
Yeah, people are doomed to keep going to weddings until they're all picked off.
Yeah.
Sad, very sad.
Funny guy who, I guess.
Yeah.
At the 28 minute and 50 second mark, there is a guy who is sort of like an unlikable uncle who interrupts Hugh Grant and Andy McDowell like flirting in the like guardsman hotel.
You want?
Yeah, sounds good.
And another one for the lady.
Doubles, is that?
Thanks. Yeah. You here too? How are you?
Hello. I'm fine.
Haven't seen Carrie, have you?
Who?
Carrie. American girl, lovely legs. Wedding guest. Nice smell.
No, sorry.
Damn. Blast. I think I was in there. Look, if you do see her, could you tell her I've gone up to my room?
Yeah.
Your whiskey, sir?
Thank you.
And one for the...
road, lovely.
Actually, I think I might have one of those. Do you mind if I join you?
No, that'd be lovely.
Another glass of whiskey and a cigar. Hold on. Make that a bottle of whiskey. We might as well settle in, eh? Let's see if we can push on through till dawn, shall we?
Yeah.
And...
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender.
I could have played that part.
Oh, you could have. Yeah, that would have been perfect. Yeah.
Because that's me at when I go to weddings.
You just find two people who look like they're having a nice time.
I just try to be the
third wheel in their conversation.
No, not even at all. Like, I just like when a wedding party starts to die down and I'm not ready for bed yet, you know?
Yeah.
That's when you like take the party to like whoever's still up.
Yeah.
So you just start like walking around and like seeing who's around. And then you're like, like, let's get a bottle of whiskey, you know?
Yeah. Are you an uncle?
No.
Oh, okay. So you could literally are incapable of being an unlikable uncle. I could be an unlikable uncle. I'm an uncle.
Yeah.
I'm an uncle twice over.
I can see you doing that.
Too. Yeah.
I think if you got enough liquor in you.
Yeah.
I liked him, but they don't like him. And they set up this plot to get Hugh Grant out of there and up into Andy McDowell's room. And
that guy's fun. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's just trying to have a nice time. He's like hanging out. He's got an extra whiskey. He sees Hugh Grant seemingly alone. I think he wants to get with Andy McDowell. He's very funny. He's funny.
Yeah, he
it's
is
a funny
really
moment.
Funny.
Andy McDowell helps Hugh Grant escape. And my goodness, he's so handsome, Hugh Grant.
There's this scene. We can do it. Hashtag swoon. I don't care.
Yeah. It's a segment we have. It's called Hashtag Swoon, where it's all what the kids say on, I guess, TikTok now mostly. And,
like
you
Snapchat,
know, Substack notes.
Yeah. Or GitHub.
You know, wherever all the teens are. That they're saying hashtag swoon.
r/politics.
Yeah. It's when someone's giving you all the feels, to use a term that the teens are now
There's a scene
using.
The morning after they first do porging.
Yes.
Where she's sort of like getting ready to go back to America.
Yeah.
She was here just for the wedding.
Yeah.
And the sun is coming in through the sunrise is coming in through the windows, bedroom
Beautiful.
Windows, mm-hmm. and hitting Hugh Grant's like naked upper torso and like shining, glimmering blue eyes.
Yeah.
And he's just, you know, he's like glowing.
Yeah.
And it was hashtag swoon.
Yeah. No, it's difficult not to see it. She like later in the film, she's like the next time they meet, cause she's engaged at this point.
Yeah.
She's like, "Do you want to come up for a nightcap?" And he's like, "Oh, sorry. I better not. You know, fucky fuck." And she's like, "Oh, I think I can fucking handle it without like jumping your bones. I'm literally engaged."
You want to come up for a nightcap?
You sure?
Oh yes. I think we can risk it. I'm pretty sure I can resist you. You're not that cute.
And it's like, honey,
you can't.
This is Hugh Grant at the height of his powers. It's like literally Hugh Grant in 94. You're doomed.
Yeah, and then they do fuck again. But it's not a really big deal because even at her wedding, third wedding, she...
The death wedding.
Says on the way out,
Yeah.
like, as like a, I just got married, this is my like just getting married speech.
Yeah.
She includes a little addendum that's like, Hugh Grant, I am going to definitely divorce this guy.
One more thing. Someone told me here confidentially that if things with Hamish didn't work out, that he would step in. And I just wanted to say thanks and I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, it's pretty like out in broad daylight. It's literally like, it's her, I'm so happy to be married speech.
Yeah.
Also, there's a guy here.
Yeah.
You're next.
Yeah.
It's Hugh Grant, and I'm sure everyone understands that. We should probably take a quick break and come back.
Okay, that would be great.
I'd love that.
y'all, it's Jack here, and I am super excited to tell you about a new sponsor, the incredible family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. Unfortunately, Tanner is not able to be here for this ad read because he misread the brief, and I'm glad that he's reading the briefs at least, but he thought that he was being assigned on an actual secret mission to find out who really killed June's sister, Claire. Now, I've been enjoying immersing myself in a bygone age of mystery, danger, and romance, and putting my detective skills to the test as I solve hundreds of puzzles whenever I have a free moment to play June's Journey. But Tanner has actually, and this is a quote, booked myself passage on a steamship to New York, which, not to triangulate here, but that's a uniquely bad way to get there from Connecticut. And reading between the lines of the extremely cryptic letters he's been sending me, it sounds like he's making a real nuisance of himself, asking the other passengers questions about their luggage. June's Journey is a murder mystery game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner's Journey, according to the most recent note I got from him, is currently delayed due to what he describes as a miscommunication with the Coast Guard about what exactly a steamship license is. I hate to take sides, but I really feel like I would trust the Coast Guard on this one. Right now, I'm making my way through the adventure of the Hidden Distillery. I love looking for clues and customizing my estate while I'm on hold with some very angry people at a place I've never heard of called the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority. And you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. That's June's Journey, and you can download it for free on iOS and Android. Okay, it looks like I'm going to have to go and pick him up. Thank you for joining me today, Tanner. I am going to send you away now.
No! Forgot to do the sound effect. Hello!
Hello, welcome. I'm sorry to pull you away from what I imagine is very pressing business.
The far future.
Prosecuting criminals in the cyber future with your Judge Dredd guns and stuff, presumably?
Kisses, mostly.
Kisses, okay, yeah.
It's a utopian future, like the United Federation of Planets, and done away with violence except for one night a year.
Oh, okay. This is a different, it sounds like things have... Presumably, our meddling has changed the direction of things. Because the last few times I've talked to you, it's pretty unpleasant. But I guess you won't.
You always pull me away on Purge Night.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah,
I guess that's just how these time bubbles work.
Yeah,
it's great for
that's
me.
That's nice. Yeah,
I hate to be there on Purge Night.
Yeah, sounds like the only night you're really needed. Well, I'm sure Tanner's doing fine. What I'll tell you is that you're here for the same reason you're always here. It's a segment where we talk about
bring you in
to dispense justice and arbitrate the Rotten Tomatoes reviews of a film. In this case, the film we're talking about is Four Weddings and a Funeral, and it's a segment we have that's called On the One Hand.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah, yeah, it's all we ever talk about.
Yeah. Hey, it beats Purge Night.
This is a pretty short one. I've just pulled a few little reviews. Most of the reviews are just like, this is great.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, I tried to pull some that are a little bit more interesting than that. This is a segment within a segment that we like to call, confusingly, On the One Hand. And then it's where we talk about the positive reviews of the film. I picked just one of that. It's by Anonymous, the Hacker Collective.
Yeah, ooh.
Who gave this film 4 stars on June 20th, 2011, says the following thing. This is kind of like Notting Hill, depicting how Hugh Grant settled his heart from chaos and got addict to his accent.
Read it again. Is it a haiku?
One more time. This is kind of like Notting Hill, depicting how Hugh Grant settled his heart from chaos and got addict to his accent.
So I have to say something.
Yeah.
I've never seen Notting Hill.
It's such travesty. Can we please do it? It's one of the best.
Yeah,
films.
Sure. After
Wedding Crashers. And I know that upsets you when I say that.
Yeah, I think we should have a buffer in between the three Hugh Grant movies we're going to watch in a row, it sounds like. That's fine. I love them all.
It's like Hugh, what month are we in? April?
It's April, yeah.
If we just need to come up with a pun and it's like Hugh Grant
it's
April.
It's our version of No Nut November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll come up with something. We'll come up with an equally good, like, catchy name for it.
Yeah,
by the next time
perfect.
We do a Hugh Grant movie.
This movie is kind of like Notting Hill. It depicts, much like Notting Hill does, if you haven't seen that, it depicts how Hugh Grant settled his heart from chaos.
Yeah. Okay. I buy it.
And then I think it's the reviewer. I think it's the Hacker Collective Anonymous who got addict to his accent.
Mm. I'm an addict to his accent. That's kind of an addict. A cool thing to say.
Yeah, yeah. Who's not? So there we go. I think we solved that one. This little next review is part of a segment that we like to call On the Fence Hand, where we talk about the middling reviews of the film. Mm-hmm. It's by Kate T. Kate T. Perry.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to hear you roar. She gave this film 3 stars on December 30th, 2021. She says the following thing. The higher you are, the better it will be. Chuckle here, chuckle there, otherwise.
Higher?
Higher.
That is something Katy Perry would say.
That is something Katy Perry. So maybe this is Katy Perry.
It's like uplifting, you know?
It's empowering. I thought it was about pot.
Oh, it could be pot. I actually don't think that this is a movie that would be
No, that's why I included it. I wasn't including it just because it's like ha-ha pot humor. I was including it because it's like... This is your review is like, oh, this movie's better when you're high.
Yeah.
Four weddings.
There are better movies that are better when you're high.
You know what movie's like fucking awesome when you're high? Four Weddings and a Funeral. Just trust me, dude.
Hugh Grant romantic.
Mr. Bean, the Mr. Bean moment.
Mr. Bean's in it. You can't say that name, Sinjin.
Yeah, that is funny, I guess. Yeah, anyway, this movie's better when you're high.
Yeah. I'll tell you what it's not better when.
Then. Yeah, when.
You're working very hard on trying to get a project out the door.
Yeah, that's true. But it's not such a good Katy Perry song, is it?
I guess I could leave a review. Like, while we're talking about, like, altered ways of watching the movie.
3 stars. I didn't get any of this.
I was neck deep in a Figma, and I didn't get a word of it.
This is a segment within a segment we like to call On the Other Hand. It's where we talk about the negative reviews of the film, unfortunately, which is stupid, frankly, because it's a pretty flawless movie. I'll say this time around, I found it really hard to watch him leaving Duckface at the altar.
Yeah, that was tough. That's a pretty, like, brutal move.
In the past, I think maybe I was just a worse person.
We should talk about her mini arc, too.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Because she's also in all the four weddings, and the fourth wedding is her wedding.
And she's his ex. She's cute, but, like, whiny is basically her MO. And that's not me saying it. It's Richard Curtis.
At, like, second wedding, she, professes her love, and he's, like, you know, an aloof dick.
She's, like, mean. She's really mean one time, and then she's charming one time. And then, like, a lot of time passes during which cute Grant has to get over Groundhog Girl from Groundhog Day. And then we check back in, and he's back with Duckface. And it's not my – I'm not calling her that. They call her that.
Yeah, they call her that. She doesn't have a duck face. She's
quite beautiful
nice looking.
Yeah, and ducks are nice too.
Oh sure, I wouldn't have sex with one. I don't know if I need to.
It's always good to just say it. That's. I feel like in a job interview, they tell you in a job interview to just come right out and say the things, even if they ask you a question. Like, what's your worst quality? Just say the things that you want them to know.
We're all
and don't
thinking
answer
it.
Their question. Yeah.
You're wondering it of me, you know?
Yeah, just come right out and say it. Yeah. But what are we saying that we wouldn't? You wouldn't. What about isn't there a duck in the Donald Duckiverse called Morticia?
Oh. I didn't know if the Duckiverse counted.
Yeah. Okay. No, let's just forget it. I think.
If the Duckiverse counts, we'll have to, like, take another pass.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think that's for today, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do a whole episode on the Duckaverse, and we'll answer all your burning questions.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the main thing that we need to know is that she doesn't look like a duck, and if she did, it would be fine, because we love him.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what I was talking about. This time around, it was hard to see him leave her at the altar. In the past, I have felt that she's, like, sufficiently mean that I don't care about her and I don't care what
they really only set that up at the very end.
But this time it was like, I don't know, she doesn't seem, she's just a person, and he really he like embarrassed her in front of all of her friends and family. That's like gotta be the worst day of her life.
Yeah, it
and
sucks.
She didn't deserve it. And, you know, if you're gonna leave someone, the wedding day is genuinely really is the worst day to do it. Like,
yeah.
Before, or worse is after, but it's still better than during, I think.
Yeah.
Like, Hamish and Annie McDowell did it. They got divorced after, like, a month of being married.
Right.
I think that's better than...
And that, like, that's going to blow over.
Yeah. Anyway.
Probably a lot of heartache in that month. Better to just get it done with. It's also his brother's fault.
His brother doesn't help, yeah. But we'll let you watch the movie. We, you know, you can see that part. Listen, this is a segment within a segment. It's called On the Other Hand, where we talk about the negative reviews of the film. They're all by Anonymous, the Hacker Collective, presumably different wings. The first one is gave this 2 stars on December 6, 2011, following review. Watch this in RS. Didn't really appreciate it, to be honest. And then it's the emoji, though it's like done with symbols, that with a colon and a P, that's like a guy... Who's sticking his tongue out. Yeah, Tanner's doing it now. Yeah.
Go back to the start.
Watched this in RS. Didn't RS. Really appreciate it, to be honest. Yeah. R, full stop, S, full stop.
Something studies. Reading studies? Romance
Rolling
studies?
Rolling Stone? Romance studies. That's got
to
be it.
It seems like it's a kid who had to watch it for a class complaining about
what
having
does
to watch it for a
RS
class.
RS stand for? Rupees? No.
From Zelda?
Oh, Republic of Serbia.
Oh, okay. Watch this in the Republic of Serbia.
Yeah.
I guess maybe it doesn't work. You know what? I don't think it would work in Serbia.
Yeah, maybe not.
A lot of it is Hugh Grant.
Lost in translation, yeah.
It's sort of his mannerisms.
Okay, here's another review also from Anonymous. It gives this film 1.5 stars on July 19th, 2011. And Anonymous says, if not for Hugh Grant, this could have been an ugly story.
You know, that's not, I think this is exactly what you were just saying.
If not for Hugh Grant.
It was pretty ugly for him
this
to
could
leave
have been
her at the.
Ugly story.
At the
well,
altar.
Well, let's game
but
this out.
Luckily, he's beautiful, so no one cares.
Let's game this out. It's an alternate universe. It's the same movie, but Hugh Grant is not in it. What are we seeing? It's.
Let's just slot. I think it's like, I don't know much about like quantum physics, but I think in these situations, like, it's not that something replaces Hugh Grant, it's that the like universe moves in to fill in.
Okay.
So I think the next closest thing would be the romantic lead in this is Mr. Bean.
Okay. And that's not an ugly story at all. That's a fucking laugh.
It's like a hilarious
minute.
Story. Yeah. He like probably like pulls into the wedding like on top of his car with like a turkey on his head. You know?
Wow, that sounds great. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about, Anonymous. That's incorrect. Can we watch the Bean movie? No, that's really not in our. We're not allowed.
Maybe it's a romance. I don't know.
What about Johnny English? I bet there's a. I bet there's a love story in Johnny English.
Let me look up Rowan Atkinson movies real quick.
Okay,
and then we'll see if any of them is even tagged, even like the fifth tag as romance. Let's check Mr. Bean movie first.
I don't think there's any. Oh, no. He has to take a painting. I bet Johnny English has a love interest.
Johnny English. Well, it's Natalie Imbruglia.
Perfect. Beautiful. Torn.
Action comedy.
Okay, that ain't it.
I don't think we might be stuck.
Okay.
We could just do like a Mr. Bean podcast.
I like the idea of a Mr. Bean podcast because it would literally just be like us being like, and then, and then he slipped in the bath and somehow fell out of his window. It was so funny.
You think that if we did a Mr. Bean podcast, it would just be us describing episodes of Mr. Bean?
I think it's the only way to do it.
It's exactly, you know? How Every time I would tell people that we did a Babysitter's Club podcast, they would be like, you just read the Babysitter's Club books for a podcast?
It's honestly, like, that, no. That came up all the time. I would be like, I have a podcast about the Babysitter's Club. They're like, oh, what is it? And I would be like, yeah, we read a Babysitter's Club book every week. And they were like, isn't that like a copyright? I was like, no, we don't like read an audiobook of the Babysitter's Club. Anyway.
Read and discuss.
Got two more. These are both from Anonymous. Anonymous gave this film 0.5 stars, one half of a star, on September 14th, 2009.
Okay.
September 14th.
I felt you trying to pull me towards it, but I just didn't see anything there, so I just didn't take the bait.
Here's what Anonymous said. Aren't they oh, this is funny, actually. I'll say it in my, like, Daria voice.
Okay.
Aren't they five of the same thing?
Oh, no, that's like, you gotta say it in your Gerard Butler voice.
Oh, yeah, I can't. When I was. Yeah. I can't. That's funny, right? Because it's being married is like being dead.
Oh, it's like a funeral. Yeah. I love my wife very much.
Yeah, okay.
She took care of me a lot when I was passing a stone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then had penis difficulties.
The penis difficulties, yeah. I felt like I was pretty nice to you during your penis difficulties. I called you up every day and said, how's your penis?
Yeah. Jack made me work the entire time.
It's true. Final review is from Anonymous, the Hacker Collective. It's 0.5 stars, September 6, 2009, which is kind of, you know.
Circling the drain.
Here's what Anonymous says. I like this just because it tells a story, you know? I feel like we're learning something about Anonymous.
Yeah.
And I think they're British, so I think here's what Anonymous says. I saw this two times in cinema in Plymouth. I didn't enjoy it at all. Found it totally detestable from beginning to end. First movie I saw in Plymouth with my new uni friends. They loved it. I hated it.
What school's in Plymouth?
Plymouth University.
Is that a good school?
It's fine, yeah, sure. But I just like that this person, like, made some new friends in uni. They're a fresher. That's what we say in the UK. It's not freshman. Oh, okay. We say fresher. And it's, you know, it's freshers week. That's a thing we have. And
how do you think it seems like he's sort of posting this review real time as though this is something he's just gone and done with.
No, he's posted in 2009. He's remembering it. He made some new uni friends. And he's not saying, notably, he's not saying, like, saw this with my soon-to-be best lifelong friends. I feel like this didn't work out.
Oh, okay. Different sensibilities.
So he meets a group of folks who's in his dorm, and they're like, you've got to see this fucking movie. It's so good when you're high. It's Four Weddings and a Funeral. It's hilarious. And then he went and saw it with them, and then they were like, guess what we're doing tomorrow?
Yeah.
We're getting high and watching Four Weddings and a Funeral again. And he's like, oh, university is not what I thought it was going to be.
A lot more studying.
I guess I'm just going to join the Hacker Collective Anonymous.
Yeah.
Origin
Well,
story.
They all ended up there. So
yeah.
It's sort of where we all end up. I agree with whoever said it was the best, because this movie was great.
The one who said that it's kind of like Notting Hill, depicting how Hugh Grant settled his heart from chaos and got addict to his accent.
Addict to that accent, yeah.
I'm an addict to that accent.
Yeah.
You know how they... Yeah, that's right. I was going to say, you know how they say you're addicted to what the dick did?
Oh,
sure. They
do say
that, don't they?
Who
says
that?
Yeah, it's that, but for accent. Sometimes people say that, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like that, but for accents.
Yeah. That's who I dispense my justice to. I have to go dispense some justice at Purge Night now, too.
Yeah.
So okay. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to...
I'll let you go. Back. Yeah.
Jack, I was just in the future.
Yeah.
I get phone reception there, and I was looking up more Mr. Bean movies.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, what else are you going to do on Purge Night?
Listen to this.
Yeah.
Dexter, this is a, I won't even tell you the name of the movie, because I don't want to, I don't want it to ruin anything.
Yeah.
Dexter King, Jeff Goldblum, plays straight man to unpleasant comedian Ron Anderson, Rowan Atkinson. He falls in love with Kate, Dame Emma Thompson, a pretty nurse he meets when he's receiving injections for hay fever. When Anderson fires him, he acquires the title role of in a musical stage version of The Elephant Man, Kate dumps him when she suspects he is having an affair with a fellow cast member, and he must win her back.
That is, you know, what is it? Who is it who says that there's only like five stories?
Shakespeare, I think, said that.
Yeah, there's only five stories. And there's one of them is the one where Mr. Bean is your mean boss, and then you get a part in a stage production of The Elephant Man.
The movie's called The Tall Guy.
Okay.
And it's a 1989 romantic comedy.
Okay, well, we can watch that.
Good. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay, great.
If we can even find it on streaming anywhere.
That's kind of all the time we have for today, Tanner.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Anything else you want to share with me about this film? No, we said it all. Duckface gets left at the altar. Kind of sucks for her. I would frankly be happy to watch a film that is about Duckface finding true love. I guess they put her with like Prince Charles or something at the end credits, but I don't buy that. It felt like a sop.
Yeah, she's in like purgatory, you know, and she's just sort of like living out her fantasy because she's just like been so crushed so many times by Hugh Grant throughout the film.
But Hugh Grant then finds Annie McDowell in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
And he says,
funny joke about it.
He says, oh, was it raining? I didn't even notice because she's so beautiful.
She says that.
She says that?
I watched it twice.
Yeah.
He says, I wasn't in love with the woman standing.
That makes more sense.
At the altar, I'm standing. I'm in love with the one in standing me, front of me, standing in me in the rain. In front of me, standing in the rain. And she says, oh, is it raining? I didn't notice.
I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her. You know what that's from?
The Notebook.
Notting Hill, watch it.
I will watch it after Wedding Crashers.
And they do, and he asks her to promise not to marry him, and that's the end. And so that's why it's four weddings and a funeral, and not five weddings and a funeral.
Yeah,
basically the same thing. Am I right?
Right. You think they get married?
No. Yes. Well, they probably have a child. Like, I was saying to Sarah that there are reasons people
immigration
get married.
Reasons. You know.
Yeah, there's like tax reasons and immigration reasons. It would. I mean, you know, you do you, but it.
Yeah.
They might as well. They have a kid. In the end credits.
In your fan... Oh, right. Okay.
No, I'm fine with it. Like,
I thought it was like some kind of fanfic that you had written afterwards. I forgot about the credit scene.
Yeah. That's all the time we have for today. We're going to leave and we're going to go. I'd like to thank you, Tanner, very much for bearing with me.
Thank you, Jack, for bearing with me.
I'd like to thank Bug Babies so much for bearing with us. We love and kiss you.
You call them Boat Babies?
Boat Babies. Thank you to the Boat Babies. We love you. We kiss you.
Calling them Boat Babies.
I would like to remind everyone you have to subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/BSCC podcast. Things are getting hot and heavy in there, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're on Thursday night. We're sort of locked into Thursday night for a couple of weeks. Must see TV. We hate a lot of
Frasier. Yeah. But we love Frasier and we love Seinfeld.
Love
it's been good.
Seinfeld and Frasier. Very controversial things to say.
You got to get in there. You got to listen. It helps us support our show. And thank you so much to everybody who has done that. We really appreciate it. And we're enjoying making that podcast for you. We would like to tell folks you got to join the Facebook group. It's Baby Nation on Facebook. And rate and review the show.
Sure.
I would like to say that this week we watched a film. The film we watched was called Four Weddings and a Funeral by Hugh Grant. And next week we're going to take a detour off this beaten track and watch another Hugh Grant movie called Music and Lyrics.
Oh, thank goodness. A late Hugh Grant movie. Who's that? Drew Barrymore?
Drew Barrymore. I don't know if you're going to like it.
Fevered Pitches Drew Barrymore?
You're so unpredictable. And what? I can't, you are, what you like and what you don't like. I don't like it. It's not like, it's not as
Isn't it from
beloved?
Like 20, like 11? It's like some like late, like, it's sort of.
I watched it with my dad.
Isn't he like 60?
And we fucking loved it. We saw it in the theater. He was visiting me in Norfolk, Virginia, where I was living at the time. So I think it must have been like 2007. We fucking loved it. We were laughing the whole
I don't think I'm going to like it.
It's cute. I don't think you're going to like it. But we're going to hopefully have Jared on. And he'll make a song. And what else? All that remains is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
And I hope that you find your fuckty ever after.
It's good.
I thought so.